This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
First News. Now it's back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Everything gets canceled these days because evidently we can't go out and play in the rain. And I guess maybe because of the forecasting and so forth, it does seem to be that they have more notice than they do cancel things earlier. It could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, but the Crawfish Championships go on tomorrow. The Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships at Immaculate Conception School. You can park at Our Lady. What's the name of it? It used to be Blank and Immaculata. They combined them. Did you know how they wound up with a panda for a mascot? Dave?
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out at the beginning there. I didn't know if you were talking to me. I'm sorry. What was the question?
No, well, I was talking about the Crawfish Championships, Crawfish Boil Championships.
Right.
They do go on tomorrow. The rain's not going to affect anything. Actually, tonight it's free. You can get your tickets for tomorrow. Tonight, the music's free. You get in free, but you pay for your crawfish. Tomorrow, you pay one price, and you eat all you want, and the music and all that stuff. Enjoy everything. They have a shuttle bus at Academy of Our Lady. It'll pick you up and take you there because the parking can get kind of tight. But
sure.
Academy of Our Lady has a panda for a mascot. Do you know how they got that?
I have no idea. How does a panda end up being the
Academy
of Our Lady's
mascot? Well,
because
they had Blank and Immaculata that they combined, and Immaculata's mascot was a penguin. No, Immaculata's. No, it's not a panda. It's a. I've got a couple of things going on here technically, Dave. I apologize for that, too. Let's get all the technical issues cleared up, and then maybe we'll get the rehearsal and the sound check done, and we can start the real show. Anyway, one was a panda, one was a dove, and they combined the both into a penguin, and
penguin
that's
with
the mascot
a big,
for Academy of Our Lady, because it's a black and white bird. There
yeah,
you go.
With
There's
a big fleur-de-lis on its chest.
Yeah. Exactly. It'd be a lot better if we didn't have technical issues. Anyway, here we go. Let's talk to Ian McNulty, who covers eating and drinking. Oh, the other thing I wanted to tell you about that. Last year they had, I was sitting across the table, the judges' table, from Ricky Template and Tim Kerner Jr., who were sitting side by side, and I don't think that's going to happen this year.
No, now that they're running against each other, yeah.
I don't think that's... All right, let me take a break. Let's go to Ian McNulty now, who covers food and... You know what? Dave, cue me again, and let's start this all over, because it's like when you start a football practice,
okay,
and
yeah.
It's terrible, and they call you back in the locker room.
You hit the little clapper thing, and we'll do
it. It's like, no.
Take two.
We're not doing this. Yeah, here we go.
Now, here's Tommy Tucker on WWL.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. Time to talk about eating and drinking with Ian McNulty, who covers all that for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Ian McNulty, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. That was a smooth transition, just like the
the good thing about that is for the people that tuned in just now, they don't know there was a massive problem before. They just thought everything's going around smoothly.
Oh, business as usual. Hey, happy Friday, Tommy. Great to be back with you. Sorry I missed you last week. We miss a week and so much happens. But a quick note about the event you're talking about, the Crawfish Champion Guerrero tomorrow. I've attended that the last few years, been lucky enough to do some of the head table judging. But the event itself is just fantastic. I'm actually very disappointed to have to miss it. I'm on the road this weekend. But were I in town, I would 100% be there. It's one of those great eating days, one of those, you know, where you're eating pants, you know, the one with that fits a little looser, because you just go in and it's team after team doing their best to win this crawfish championship, and you get to eat as much as you want of everything they're producing. And so it's, you know, it's like you go to a wine tasting and you drink your fill, tasting different different types of expressions of the same grape from different vineyards, different parts of the world. This is all the crawfish you could possibly want from different teams that have their own competitive secrets and techniques to try to get to the best. So it's a great time out there. It really is. So I highly recommend people go rain or shine. But yeah, here I am back with you, and a lot's been cracking in the New Orleans restaurant world. But got a bunch of new places open and a few interesting projects on the way. You know, one to start off with is a new place downtown that I'm really glad to see come along. It's an upscale Italian restaurant. It's in, okay, there's a bit of a name game here, Tommy, so stay with me. The hotel used to be called The Ace. It's no longer called The Ace. It's now called The Barnett. Longtime New Orleans people may remember the name Barnett's Furniture Store down in the CBD. That was the longtime name of this building that became a hotel. Was The Ace, now The Barnett. It's gorgeous. It's an Art Deco stunner, one of those kind of those beauties that are sort of quietly hidden in the CBD. And the restaurant space is absolutely gorgeous. You know, for many years it was a furniture showroom, pretty anonymous. But then they opened up the ceilings, and you walk into this dining room, and it's like you feel like you're stepping into like a 1940s, you know, golden age of Hollywood setting, like maybe a grand train station from a bygone era. Soaring ceilings, Art Deco details, cool bar, amber-colored light fixtures. Well, it was a restaurant called Josephine Estelle back in the Ace days, but now it's a new Italian restaurant. Its name is memorable. It's called Brutto Americano. It's Italian for ugly American. That's not a political commentary, believe it or not. It is a reference to taking Italian traditions and playing around with them a bit, taking a not-too-reverent traditional approach to Italian food. But the important thing here is this is the next restaurant from a team that's well-established uptown. They have Costera, a Spanish restaurant that's dear to my heart, and Osterio Lupo, another Italian restaurant that's fantastic on Magazine Street. This is their third, and it's off to a really good start. And I'm just really glad to see this space come back to life. So it's right in the middle of the CBD. It's open for lunch. Upscale, casual, but in a really nice setting. A cool bar up front with a streetcars are rattling past the windows.
And somebody just texted in because they tuned in late. Tell me who you're talking about. Tell them again, Ian, who you're talking about and where it is.
Brutto Americano, new Italian restaurant from the Costera and Osterio Lupo restaurants in the CBD at the Barnett Hotel, which, you know, in New Orleans parlance, you have to say what it used to be. Used to be The Ace. Yeah.
That's how you give directions in New Orleans, right?
Exactly.
Where something used to be. Go to where that used to be and turn left. Where else you been eating? What else you discovered?
I've got a new one for sushi fans. You know, I think sushi people, sushi fanatics, once you find a place you like, it's often about the chef, right? Especially if it's kind of the smaller spots, these chef-run restaurants, you know, people will follow their favorite sushi chef from bar to bar, much like someone will follow their favorite hairstylist if she gets a new chair in a different salon.
Mm-hmm. And I so have my I memories. Saw
that. Yeah, I had that play out at Koro. Koro is a new sushi spot in the Lower Garden District on Magazine Street. And the minute it opened stores, people came filing in and were waving very, very familiar with the chef because he was the chef at Shogun, the great sort of pioneering, you know, longtime sushi bar in Metairie. Like really, from what everything I've heard, the oldest, longest-running sushi bar in the city, Shogun. But it's had a lot of talent come through there. It's sort of like the Commander's Palace of the sushi world. Lots and lots of different sushi chefs have gone through there to open up their own places. And the latest is Tommy, who came through and opened up his own place with some partners. And it's a much smaller operation. It's a snug little place on Magazine Street, right down the street from it used to be Blue Giant, right down the street from Barrel Proof and next to the Bower. And it's great because it's the kind of sushi I'm really interested in these days. It's not so much about the rolls, although they have a section of those. It's not a huge menu. It's very focused, really specific on the sushi, on the nigiri, you know, the pad of rice covered with the fish and then dressed. Which is not to say covered in gobs of mayo or something like this, but just a light lacing of a spicy oil or a little bit of a wasabi fresh wasabi chopped on the top. Or for some of the more elaborate ones, maybe a pad of foie gras that's been hit with a blowtorch for just a second so that the edges of it crisp up. So this is it's next level sushi. It's delicious, and it's a fun environment. It really kind of feels like a sushi clubhouse there on Magazine Street. So that's been a great new addition.
Tell me about Rumba. I'm looking at the pictures of Rumba, yeah. And man, it looks pretty good.
Read my mind, compadre. We were going right there. Rumba is on the first thing to know about Rumba is it used to be a Radio Shack. And, you know, sometimes when a new, interesting restaurant opens up in Metairie.
A little bit of a technical issue. We'll take a break. Come back on WWL. 924, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ian McNulty, who covers Eatin' and Drinkin' for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. And NOLA.com, I believe we were in the middle of talking about Rumba when we had a little bit of technical interruption. Let's start all over, Ian, with Rumba.
Okay, Rumba, yes, another new addition. I'm telling you, Tommy, it's a cracking time for new restaurants, and there's a ton more coming. It's real interesting. Rumba is in Metairie. It's in the old Radio Shack just out there on Vets, getting close to the power exit. Mm-hmm. It is a super interesting new concept from the same team who have Avo Taco, in that's in the Port Orleans Brewery on uptown on Choptula Street. And Tommy, sometimes when a new restaurant opens in Metairie, people say like, "Ah, it feels like it could be on Magazine Street because maybe it's stylish or different or it's kind of new. Feels like it would fit in there." This one would fit in down the coast or maybe on an island. You know, it's definitely bringing island vibes to Vets. It's not going after authentic kind of mom-and-pop island soul cooking. I've got my spots for those for sure. This is more like that feeling of walking into an old-school Chinese restaurant that wants to evoke this kind of Polynesian fantasy, like that kind of level of decor and detail and fun and theme. But this is about the island, the Caribbean. So it's your beach getaway. But it's on Vets, surrounded by car washes and car dealerships, and right across from the Swamp Room. There's a New Orleans landmark reference for you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, Tommy, because this is from a guy, David Hirsch. He's the chef who got his start here working at Houston's. The Houston's Metairie, New Orleans. Met a gal from here who happened to be from Long Island. They beat a path back up to her hometown for a while. They started a restaurant called Rumba there. They grew it into a hospitality group, a restaurant group with 7 restaurants. It's a big deal on Long Island. They employ like 400 people. So it's like they really grow it into quite a successful group. But they never forgot their New Orleans roots. They opened this place, Avo Taco, at Port Orleans, as sort of a beachhead. And now they're expanding back in Louisiana where they met, where their kid was born. And Rumba is the first salvo of that. They say there could be more to come. So you walk it into the place, Tommy, and you can see photos on NOLA.com with the full read here. The former Radio Shack is now dominated by this bar where they're shaking the tropical drinks. You know, there's a pina colada. There's a lot of takes on the margarita. Everywhere is nautical rope. Some of the benches are actually swings. There are like these monkey statues holding lanterns all up in the sort of the upper rigging of the ceiling. The booths feel like little cabins, maybe on a ship, maybe on a beach. And you're eating, it's a very wide ranging menu. There's tacos, there's burgers. But then there's like, you know, coconut shrimp, which is the last time I had coconut shrimp, I could not tell you years ago, but you bite in. And these are notable for a big, fat butterfly shrimp with that sweet crunch of the coconut breading on top of it, for lack of a better word. It's a steak with sort of a sweet Hawaiian sauce. It's touches of Louisiana, a barbecue shrimp dish, snapper with fried shrimp. There's crawfish rangoon is rearing its very trendy head around here. But the overall thing of Rumba is it's fun. It takes you for a splash into a different feel right there on Vets, and I think it augurs well for more stuff to come. There's a big patio up front with fire pits and torches. It's got a fun feel to it, that's for sure. So Rumba, it's on Vets, a little further down, getting close to the power exit. And you can check out the whole story at NOAA.com.
Yeah, you know, if I'm just thinking, if it's a windy day with the car wash, you might feel a little bit of salt spray, perhaps, maybe?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Go for a cocktail, stay for a wash.
So looking at it, it looks like it would be, the theme is one thing, but the food is maybe more, I hate to say Americanized, but more for the general palate than specific to the island. Would that be accurate or not?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's you're not going for mom and pop authenticity. If you know, if I want Caribbean soul food, I'm going to 14 Parishes. I'm going to Queen Trinity Lisa Mid City. Mm-hmm. You know, even going to Jamaican Jerk Cut on a house on St. Claude Avenue. Spots like that. This is more like I say, almost like that Chinese restaurant Polynesian mm-hmm. tribute. You know, this is that kind of you're on vacation, you know. It's vacation food anytime.
That there's going to be something there for everybody to like. It doesn't have to be a specific island type palate kind of thing that you're looking for, right?
Yes, and I will note that from the bar, one of the cocktails is a rum punch that comes in regular and vacation size, and the vacation size is an entire quart mason jar. It's a two-hander. And,
they call it vacation size because you're going to need to take a day of vacation after you have a couple of those. Where else have you been eating, Ian?
You're definitely in the passenger seat after that. Speaking of Metairie restaurants, a lot of interesting things happening there. I don't know if you and I have talked about this one. Dr. Jones, new spot that opened up kind of the other end of Vets, much closer to Dorniak's, Martin Wine Cellar. Tiny little spot, but it's run by two chefs who are both alums from the Link restaurant group. They both met working at Herb Saint, Cochon, big name restaurants. This is a tiny place, Tommy. This is maybe, maybe room for 25 people total spread out across the place. And it feels like a diner. It has that feel of it. There's open kitchen, there's an old diner counter, you know, two chefs working away, maybe one waiter. But the reason I love it is it's chef food. It's casual. It's inexpensive. But you're not getting something you're going to get just anywhere. For instance, the gumbo. It's gumbo, right? Everyone's got gumbo. This one's different. They're working in these ingredients. They're taking the time to roast okra and tomato overnight to build up that umami flavor. They've got like a mix of dried scallops and shrimp that go into the roux. And you don't eat it and think, oh, I'm having a scallop gumbo. You just think, whoa, there's a lot of flavor in this roux. So, I mean, that's one example of it. Another is their barbecue shrimp. Again, with the barbecue shrimp, this one has this, it's like you can't put your finger on it until they tell you, oh, this is a West African spice blend that's running through the butter and the pepper. Even the eggplant dish, this blackened eggplant, it's got fish sauce in it, fresh cilantro. So it feels a little bit Vietnamese, but also like something maybe your Sicilian grandmother would make. So they're playing around with New Orleans traditions, but it's just all about big, good flavors, chef-driven technique, but served up no muss, no fuss in a diner-style setting. Right there on Vets. They're open for lunch through the week, and then I believe at this point, dinner only on Saturday, and it's BYOB, so you get Dorniak's and Martin's right there to take care of you on the way to that. A lot of new stuff popping up, and more coming. Just had the news yesterday that Alon Shaya from the restaurant Saba, and also Miss River in the Four Seasons Hotel, he has a new restaurant in the works for Lakeview. It's going to be called Safta's Table. Safta, I've learned, is Hebrew for grandfather. So it has a lot of, grandmother. Saba is grandfather. Safta is grandmother. And Safta's Table will be up on Allen Toussaint Boulevard, up in that that plaza where there's a Robert's, you know, right by the West End, right by the marinas. And it's going to be a casual kind of deli-style service, but with, like, there is famous hummus, and pita, roasted lamb, eggplant, falafel, kind of build your own plate style, all day service, breakfast, lunch, a lot of catering, a lot of grab and go, a lot of like casseroles to bring home to take and heat at home. So a different direction for Chef Alon Shaya, but one that's already drawn a lot of interest based on the response to the story I put up yesterday on it. You know, like between Dr. Jones and Metairie and a place like Safta's Table coming to Lakeview, more interesting stuff branching out into different neighborhoods, which I love to see.
Ian, somebody wants to know about the Brown Butter Depot in Gretna. You know anything about that?
Yeah, this is a restaurant that was in Metairie for a good long time. Excuse me. This is a restaurant that was in Mid-City for a good long time that closed down and has vowed to return ever since, and they are making their way towards that in Gretna. It was the old the former restaurant was Gretna Depot. It's right there by the, you know, the train pavilion where they do the markets and such, right there in Old Gretna by the courthouse and the city hall. It's been fixing to open for a while. I would imagine that they're getting very, very close at this point, but that's one to watch. I think that could open imminently.
Somebody texted in, I think this is a good question, about restaurants in the Magazine Street area that they haven't been down there in a couple of years. What's new? What are some different places to go to that are kind of like mid-range, not necessarily upscale, not necessarily a stand in line and wait to get your tacos like I saw somebody doing the other day, but somewhere in between there, a couple of different suggestions.
Oh, sure. I mean, Magazine Street, it has like its own microclimates, doesn't it? It shifts from block to block. You can kind of tell where the energy changes. I mean, I've got St. Patrick's Day parades on my mind because of the new cancellation. But, you know, you got Tracy's, which relocated last year. Now it's down over by the Bro Mart. That is more of a restaurant now than it used to be. It used to be just straight up bar with a po' boy counter and back. So, but it kind of toggles a little more towards tavern restaurant side of things. Keep going down Magazine Street, and you've got Saj, which is an interesting Middle Eastern restaurant, different from your standard kind of falafel shawarma place. A lot more roasted meats, just a touch more upscale, but not upscale. It's also BYOB. It's sort of like the grown up or the little more refined, a little more elevated sister to Mona's. The same people run Mona's long running Middle Eastern restaurant. And this one has great, in particular, great bread. It's called Saj bread. It's a style of flatbread that they named the restaurant after. It pulls apart. It's got a little chew to it. So you're dredging that through the various dips and all that. That's real good. I mentioned Kuro earlier. That's way down the other end of Magazine Street in the Lower Garden District. That's the really good new sushi spot. And, you know, you get... You got places that have been there for a long time, kind of quietly doing good things. One I'll call out is Bulini Tavern. I know a lot of people love this place, but for others, it's often a revelation. It's been there for quite a while. It's next door to Lillette, the high-end bistro that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce famously had a date night at during the Super Bowl. This is the lounge that's attached to Lillette. And I love it when restaurants do this. They'll you know, they've got their upscale restaurant, and they open something that's a little more approachable, casual, next door, lounge style. It's a good concept, a good pairing. And Bulini Tavern, late hours too, which is great. And they serve until midnight, I think, every night, maybe even a little later on the weekends. You can get like a bowl of mussels with good crusty bread, meatballs, chicken wings, but a nice burger, oysters, kind of an upscale tavern drinking menu, great cocktails, and real nice atmosphere. Kind of a mid-century modern Mad Men lounge kind of feel to it.
Did I ask you about Crazy Johnny's or not?
No, but that's been in the news. They are in the midst of soft opening phases on Vets, just a few blocks from where the original Crazy Johnny's was. And I hasten to mention that this is a new Crazy Johnny's. This is not the old Crazy Johnny's coming back. So I'll go over there to Fat City, knocking on the door. It's a new look. It's new people. It's led by someone who's a part of the family, who's the nephew of the late Crazy Johnny herself, who started bringing back the spice blends last year and a few months ago. Hard to believe because it snowballed very quickly. They had no intention to open a restaurant. And suddenly people just started going nuts for Crazy Johnny's nostalgia and the memories of this great old everyman steakhouse that persisted in Metairie for so long. And so now with partners, he's spun it into a new restaurant concept. So Crazy Johnny's, a very similar menu, very similar design to the logos and all that, but a whole new kind of restaurant. restaurant and bar opening on Vets. They've been doing soft opening runs for the last few days, and the latest intel I've gotten from them is that they're going to, you know, keep doing those until they're satisfied that they can open doors for real, and they'll do that. Now, that could even be happening this weekend, Tommy. But I have a standing rule not to check in with restaurant people before 10 a.m. So that's probably something I'll check in with a little later in the day. But it's, from what I've seen, it's a very familiar menu from the past. The filet mignon, of course, the filet mignon po' boy with all that garlic butter, the crazy potatoes, which kind of season potatoes on the side, barbecue shrimp, a few menu additions like a burger, which I'm really interested to see how they do with. But good prices, not 2012 prices, 2013 prices from when they closed, which were crazy. You know, all the steaks were under $20. Some, you know, people who've been going there a long time, I remember when they were like $9 or $10. This is not your corporate boardroom style expense account steakhouse. Obviously, it's a bar that turned into a steak specialist and ran with it. But to the Crazy Johnny's of today, the steaks are still under $30, which is quite an accomplishment given the state of everything with what we spend money on.
Well, and time flies. I can remember sitting there with a young lady having lunch, and it was the day of watching on TV when they raided David Koresh and Waco and all of that, and that was 1993, so time flies, and you can't expect prices right that. Real quick before we let you go, someone wants to know about a new restaurant in River Ridge, Sophie's, same owner as Porter and Luke's. You know anything about that?
Yes, just opened up. Porter Luke's, for reference, is on Metairie Road, real kind of down home New Orleans spot. I have not been to this new Sophie's yet, but it's promising to do. Anytime a new place opens up in River Ridge, it's going to be of note because a lot of people live around there who would like dinner nearby, but somehow mysteriously not a whole lot of restaurants. Doing a little more Italian end over there with Sophie's. I haven't been yet, but I've heard it's coming.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. A pleasure as always. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. A pleasure to have him always. And if you missed anything he had to say, you can download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, or go to WWL.com. Wait a couple of minutes. The audio will be posted under my name. We'll get some weekend winners with JR when we come back. Right now, time for WWL traffic. The big tournament's underway, heating up. JR joins us now to talk about some money management and weekend winners and all that stuff. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, as always. It's a happy Basketball Friday to everybody in the New Orleans area. And I got to tell you, man, I'm finally back to myself. I went to Vegas last week, flew in on Wednesday. I think I spoke to you while I was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Had a heck of a great run. 7-2 while we were there. We lost the first game with Montana. Basically won every game thereafter. Only other loss was Mizzou. Hit a parlay on Sunday, 2-0 for everybody with the parlay. So made a lot of people a lot of money, man, and I am looking so forward to it again this week. Last night, another big winner with Florida and Arkansas, and here's what I'm doing. Call right now. In fact, you don't even have to call. We got so much going on. Just text the word WIN to 545454. I'm going to give you the winner of tonight's big game between Auburn and Michigan. The line on this matchup opened up at 7.5. It's up to 8.5. I'll let you know whether or not Auburn is either just going to win this game and not cover, or they're going to blow their doors off, or I'll let you know if Michigan's just going to cover this game or win this game outright. So all you got to do is text the word WIN. That's W-I-N to the number 545454. And I will give you that point spread winner absolutely free. It's not the total. I'm giving you the game side. So text WIN to 545454, and let's start making you some big money.
I texted WIN to 545454 last week, and I got New Mexico, and I won on that. That lady at the sportsbook looked at me sideways again, JR. I got to tell you, she's looking at me like I got some inside info or something.
Well, I think we finally lost the game on air after five straight weeks of giving you guys a winner. I gave you the over in that North Carolina game, which unfortunately did not come in. But that's why you got to text in, guys. I'm giving you the strongest plays out of the office. When you sign up, you obviously get the strongest games that you can get. And, I mean, there are certain games that we love way more than other games. And when I'm doing my marketing, I know I'm on in New Orleans right now, obviously, and I know what the interests are there, and I know that it's SEC country, and I mean, we've got something we absolutely love on this matchup between Auburn and Michigan, and that's why I want everyone to text that number and get that winner absolutely free. And there's no strings attached, right? We don't play games. You text WIN to 545454. You literally get hit right back with the point spread winner of that matchup and an opportunity to sign up if you'd like to. I mean, we don't look for hostages here. We really want volunteers, guys that want to make money, understand money management, or at least we can direct them on the money management and give them what we consider to be the best games on the board every day.
Well, I texted WIN to 545454, and I'm looking at it right now, and I will be heading to the sports book as soon as we finish. But it's a little bit more complicated than that, JR, when it comes to what you do and how you manage money and knowing when to go and when not to go, and this might be an opportunity and that might not. Talk about that, if you will, please.
You know, people think that it's, like I said, they just think it's all hype and, you know, these guys, they're just going to tell us about their wins. I'm one of the few guys in my industry that really does acknowledge the losing, right? You have to talk about it. We're going to win a lot more than we lose, at least historically we always have. It's how you manage the money. It's how you manage the bankroll that is going to give an opportunity to the people that are taking my games and be able to sustain and actually not get beat up through the times when things don't go our way and be able to really take advantage, utilizing progression when things are going the way that they're supposed to. I mean, if I let you look at my phone, you would be blown away and say to me, I need to bring you on more often. I mean, you are really making people a lot of money. I had to drive to D.C. on Wednesday, just 2 days ago, to go meet with one of my biggest clients, who, by the way, doesn't make millions of dollars a year, but I have him up over $2.5 million this year. Guy started off with just not more than betting $1,000 a game and has made over $2.5 million on my games now. Over the past, he's been my client since September, and that's one of many, many, many stories. While I was in Vegas, I met another guy who, he was a big player when I met him, but he had a lot of doubt, right? He was a huge skeptic. Now here we are, you know, 8 months later or 6 months later, and the guy's up over $1.7 million. It's story after story after story. Not everyone's going to make millions, right? The small players, hopefully we can make you 40, 50 grand for the season. Other players, we want to make you 300-400 grand for the season. Depends on what you're playing with, what your bankroll is, what your, you know, ability to sustain is. So we're going to give you a game plan. We like to literally talk to everyone individually because it's custom made. I mean, night before, like last night, before we come into today, I got to write out every client, how much money they made on Florida, how much money they were able to pick up on Arkansas, and have a strategy already in place for them so that when I give them today's game, I'm telling them how much more increase they should be betting or the same on the game, what strategy to use with the other games we're going to intertwine. All of it's written out in advance. It's a lot of work and it's a huge payoff, and I truly, truly love what I do. I wake up, I get to make people money, I get to enjoy the games. It is a lot of fun and I get a lot of time off in the summer. So
yeah,
do yourself a favor, guys. Text that word WIN to 545454. Let me give you the winner of Auburn, Michigan.
It's almost like having a lawyer that handle your case. If you're a lawyer, you are a doctor, you don't want to be personally involved with it. You got to take your heart out of it, and that's what makes, I think, your service so valuable. You got an on-air pick for me?
I do. Matter of fact, this is it's one of those games I think people got figured out, that they think they've got figured out on their own, but this is one of those games. It's so hard for any team, SEC, AC, it doesn't matter, for any team to beat another twice, right? Forget about three times. So Kentucky's taking Tennessee on today. The line on this game, now, mind you, Kentucky's beat Tennessee twice this year. I'm sure you've talked about that. Mm-hmm. But Tennessee has just gotten better and better. Throughout the last 30 days, they've really come on strong. The only loss that they've had was to Florida. They are 26-7 on the season to Kentucky's 22-11. And like I said, Kentucky's beat them twice. And Tennessee's had a lot of trouble dealing with the speed and dealing with the inside game, but I think they've got it figured out. There's a reason why they're still a favorite in this game. They're laying 4.5. I got to tell you, I don't like this one. It's the Midwest Regional. I absolutely love Tennessee to win this game by double digits and put Kentucky down. Look for them to win this matchup between 11 and 15 points. Use Tennessee to not get beat three times by Kentucky this year.
Take us out, JR.
Well, listen, this is the time of year that you really want to get built up and stack up some money to get ready for next season. Plus, we're going to be hammering out with NBA and Major League Baseball. It's going to be a great summer, guys. So do yourself a favor. Let me start you off with a blowout that's happening tonight in the NCAA tournament. We're talking Auburn, Michigan, two great teams battling it out, and I'm going to give you the point spread winner. Again, it's an 8.5-point line. Text the word WIN to 545454. Get it absolutely free. Get it via text message. Again, text the word WIN to 545454. And guys, let's be safe, let's have fun, and let's go out there and make some money.
Thank you, JR. Newell Norman's next. He's at the Dome. How you doing, Newell? What's coming up?
Doing great, Tom. At the 86th Home and Garden Show, they're back in the Dome this year after all of the renovations that have gone on. This place is packed full of vendors, everything about improving your home. But we got a great show. We'll visit with Craig Jacquemin, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, coming out. Tommy Fauché, Louisiana Mid-Continental Oil and Gas Association, will find out about energy. Dan Mills, head of the Home Builders Association. Mike Z, who's the organizer of this show. Secretary Richard Nelson will talk more about Amendment 2 and the other amendments for the Election Day tomorrow. Louis Badalamente, Demo 911, and Alan Carey from Cato about the beauty of free speech.
Newell's at the Home Show. Go join him.